Welcome to the Digital Society Podcast. This week's topic is the internet. Hello, I'm Amanda from the Library Student Team, and today on the Digital Society Podcast, we are joined by Craig to talk about the internet.
Craig is a learning developer who designs and delivers training sessions on the My Learning Essentials and My Research Essentials programs run by the library.
Okay, so I'm going to start by first talking about why I find digital society interesting, and then I'll give a bit more information on the topic itself and what you can expect to see and to do within that topic. So I find digital society, both as an idea and as this unit itself, really interesting, as we often take for granted new technologies, new digital innovations for granted in terms of the convenience they give us, so what they allow us to do faster, what they allow us to do easier. But sometimes in this rush to have the big new shiny thing, we don't often consider whether we agree with the wider impacts these technologies are having on our society and on the ways we interact with each other and connect with each other, which is really important to think about in terms of understanding our own perspective on society. So I think this unit is a chance to slow that down and think about whether we do agree with the way digital society is developing, whether it agrees with the values we have. So it's a really useful opportunity to do that and develop those ideas, which is really good. In terms of the topic itself, it's all about the internet, which I think personally is at the heart of the digital society. The internet connects people, connects individuals, groups, connects people to their governments, their charities, their hobbies, everything like that. So the internet has become sort of one glue of society, and we use it every day for everything. We use it for studying at university, shopping, ordering food, making friends, keeping in contact with friends. But if for all the impact it has, and it has had on society, it hasn't actually been around for too long. So I'm only 30. But I can remember when the internet first started becoming popular and a big thing and becoming part of people's awareness. So I can remember when schools first started introducing the internet and telling kids what the internet was about. I can remember when people first started having it at home and when you were talking to your friends about what the internet was and what you used it for. So it is really impressive the impact the internet has had. So in this topic, we're going to look at the way the internet has developed in order to try and get a better understanding of how the internet has impacted and helped develop the digital society itself. Where the topic starts off is we'll look at the history of the internet, how it's developed, how it's come to be what we recognise as the internet today. So for this, we have an interactive timeline, and this timeline is made up of videos, posters and pictures, which go all the way back from the 1940s all the way to today. And they provide us a snapshot of how people thought about the internet and what different technologies have been used to help create and develop the internet over time, which I think is really useful in seeing how people's perspectives have changed. So you watch some of the videos and you think, what were these people thinking? Why did they think the internet was going to be like that? So it's really good opportunity to understand where the internet came from. Secondly, we'll look at the sort of the purpose of the internet, how and why people use the internet and how that's changed over time, which again, once you get more into the topic, you'll see it's changed dramatically in terms of what the internet was intended for at the start, considering what people use it as now. And that might be really useful in getting to grips with your own internet habits and how you use the internet and view the internet. And then finally from that, we'll take a look at the impact the internet has had on the wider society and on creating this digital society. So we'll look at the benefits and some of the disadvantages of how much more interconnected we are with other individuals, with other groups in society, and take a look at both the positive things this can do or this can introduce into society, but also some of the dangers we might need to be aware of in terms of being connected to people all across the world that we don't necessarily know. And that's, hopefully, that will give you a chance to develop your own ideas, your own perspectives on the internet. So hopefully you will enjoy this topic.
Now that you've heard a little bit about this topic, you're ready to work through the topic post, which includes activities to help you join in the discussion. Engaging with all this content will help you to prepare for the assessments, and we look forward to hearing what you've got to say.